It's time for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. Wildcats Basketball is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milan Real Estate.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. We are live in Mount Carmel, Illinois, home of the Golden Aces, as your Mount Vernon Wildcats have traveled to the West to take on an old Big 8 foe in Alan Buck, the Mount Carmel Aces. Say hello to everybody this late afternoon.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And it looks like the teams are lining up for the national anthem, so we'll just take a real quick break and we'll resume. We'll get everything we can. They're going to start the game a little bit early, it appears, but we'll get you all the information we can before that.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? LeMans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The LeMans staff is friendly, and they know their products. LeMans Parts Department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at LeMans Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64, and servicing the tri-state since 1975.
Happy holidays from Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, your number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. Now is the perfect time to let us help you find your dream home. With our market knowledge and expert negotiation skills, we will help you find the perfect home at the best price possible. Call us today at 812-453-1068 to discuss what you are looking for, or check out our listings online at teammilam.com. If you're looking to sell your home, we can help with that too. Team Milam, where we go that extra mile.
Shake up your holidays with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep, like a new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo X 4x4, only $37,990, or a new 2025 Jeep Gladiator Nighthawk, only $41,845, or a new 2024 Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4, only $45,990. Wrap up the year with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 doc fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. Excludes previous offers. Ram 2500 price reflects commercial price for business owners. See dealer for details. Offers expire 1/2/25.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, live from Mount Carmel. As the Mount Vernon Wildcats are being announced, Alan Buck, you have the starting five for this afternoon's matchup.
Yeah, this is going to be a good rivalry is developed between Mount Vernon and Mount Carmel. They don't tend to like each other a whole lot, but it'll be a good physical game. Mount Carmel did lose last night to Lawrenceville, 62-35. Their starters, I'll go ahead and run through them real quick, and then we'll get you all the information we can on them. Number two, Andrew Militone. He's a senior guard. Number four, Jack Webb. He's a junior forward. Number five, Elliot Akebury. He's a junior guard. Number 12, Owen Blake, a sophomore forward. And number 24, Shane Metter, a sophomore guard. They are coached by head coach Justin Carpenter.
We got a little bit of a change in the starting lineup for your Mount Vernon Wildcats tonight. It's going to be Zero Nash Hostetter, a junior 5'10 guard. Number one, Meyer Robb, a junior 6'2 guard. Number three, Grayson Boozy, a 5'9 junior guard. Number 11, Brady Schickel, and he's a 6'3 junior forward. And then to round out the starting five tonight will be number 23, Bryce Flowers, a 6-foot junior guard. Of course, they're coached by head coach Joe Newcomb, who is 47-79 in his sixth year here at Mount Vernon.
And I'll tell you, one thing, if anybody wants to know, Brady Schickel took an elbow last night, and the lower lip is cut on the inside, got 11 stitches last night. He's playing, he's fine, he's just puffy in the lips. They're, from what I understand, number four, Jack Webb, is their best player, and he is a good-sized kid. Brady Schickel and Jack Webb are going to jump the center jump, so look for them to duel head-to-head. I'm sure Brady will guard him on the defensive end. I'd say Webb's got him by 10 pounds.
Yep, Webb got the jump. Carmel sets up. The Golden Aces going left to right as they set up on offense for the first time this afternoon. Akery kicks it over to number 24, Medor. Works it to Blank. Stolen by Schickel on the breakaway, and he goes for the dunk.
Missed the dunk.
And it's rebounded by Mount Carmel, but there's a scrum for it on the ground. Good defensive pressure being applied by Mount Vernon. Owen Blake on the ground for the Golden Aces. It'll be Mount Carmel ball here. Scoreless game, 7:36 to go here in the first.
And it's a full court man-to-man press, and this isn't just a nuisance press. This is kind of serious.
Akery brings it up, picked up by Hofstetter, goes left to right. Hands off to Metter. Metter picked up by Boozy.
Boozy's got his hands all over him. You better back him up.
Works it over to number 12, Blake.
I like Boozy's defense, though. I don't need to be critical of it.
Akery on the right wing, dribbles in. Over to number 25, Medor. He drives, attacks the basket, goes up, draws the foul. That's going to be on Boozy, just like you called it, Alan Buck. The first team foul. First foul for Boozy comes with 7:05 to go in the first.
Yeah, I absolutely love his defense. There are times I think he crosses the line a little bit, and there are times the referees don't catch it, but I just wish he'd learn to come right up to that line and not go any further because his defense is so fabulous.
Metter hits the first untimed opportunity, 1-0 Mount Carmel here. As we await the second free throw, shooting left to right. Shots away, nails that one. 2-0 Golden Aces over Mount Vernon. 7:05 to go here in the first. Hofstetter takes it across right to left. Dribbles up the left side towards the basket. Up top to Clowers. Over to Meyer Robb. Back to Hofstetter. He attacks. Looks for some help to Boozy. In the corner to Clowers. Hands it off to Schickel. Good ball movement by the Wildcats. Boozy in the corner to Clowers for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by number two, Militone. And Militone is going to bring it up for the Golden Aces with a 2-0 lead with 6.5 to go here in the first. Akery back towards the timeline. Works it around the outside arc here. Number 24, Metter. Hands off to two Militone.
He just traveled. Yep. Hey. Sorry, I just get antsy when I see him travel. The referee hadn't blown the whistle yet. I tell you, I like Mount Vernon's defense. I will say Mount Carmel's man-to-man defense on the last possession shifted very well. Mount Vernon moved the ball well, but the defense stayed right with him.
Hofstetter takes it up, down 2-0 with 6:09 to go here in the first. Flowers.
This is two.
To Rob. Kicks it back out to Hofstetter. He'll take a 12-footer. Nails it. We're tied at 2-all with 5:59 to go here in the first.
Good play by Schickel. He wasn't expecting. He couldn't catch it cleanly, so he knocked it out to Hofstetter rather than try and do something foolish underneath.
Manner brings it across for Golden Aces. Picked up by Boozy. Looks over to number 12, Blank. Works over to Webb. Now to Militone. Akery. Back to Manner. Trying to feed Webb down there, and they threw it out of bounds.
I'm going to say one thing here. I think Metter, by the end of this game, is going to be sick and tired of looking at Grayson Boozy. Boozy is just right on him like a shirt, beautifully attacking the basketball at the top. That's terrific.
Hofstetter brings it across. 2-all the score. 5:23 to go here in the first. Meyer Robb attacks the basket, gets it to go. 4-2 Wildcats, 5:18 to go. Opening quarter of the ball game. A little bit of press pressure being applied by the Wildcats.
Nice feet, Nash.
Akery fights through the double team, but throws it to Schickel. Schickel to Hofstetter, lays it up for two. It'll be 6-2 Wildcats with 5 minutes to go here in the first. Boozy got away with one there, but he knocks it loose. Hofstetter comes up with it, goes to the basket for two more. 8-2 Wildcats with 4:50 to go here in the first.
And Hostetter leads all scores with 6 points in this ball game.
You're right, Boozy did get away with one, but he got the steal, and this time he almost stole it again, and Metters is getting a little bit frustrated.
Acree dribbles up the right side, stops, kicks it back out top to Blank. Blank at the top, spins, attacks the basket. Good move, gets his own rebound. Shot blocked by Meyer Robb, and it ends up in the hands of Hostetter. He's going to attack the basket, tries to feed Clowers. It was kicked out by Jack Webb. It'll be Wildcat ball with 4:17 to go here in the first, and an 8-2 lead in Mount Carmel.
I think Hostetter got away with a foul on the block in that shot down at the other end. I think they're letting him play a little bit.
Robb up top. Gets some help from Schickel. Dribbles at the free throw line, loses it. Now Carmel comes up with it, but Robb steals it right back from Acree. Gets it to Clowers. Clowers stops, crossovers, attacks, hesitates. Finds Schickel for three. Almost got it. Rebounded by Boozy. They work it back out to Robb. Robb at the free throw line over to Boozy on the left side. Now back up top to Meyer Robb. Clowers will take a three. He nails it 11-2 with 3:43 to go. And Mount Carmel's going to take a timeout. So we're going to take a timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? All mine orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, live in Mount Carmel, Illinois. 11-2, the Wildcats up over the Golden Aces. 3:43 to go here in the first, Alan Buck.
The quickness that we experienced last night has revved up our game, and our defense is responding.
Matter takes it across, picked up by Boozy. Hands it over to number two, Militone. I thought Militone drug his foot there.
I think he did, too, but maybe they said he's getting rid of the ball already. So
working it around, back up top to Blank, over to Metter. Metter drives in, good defense.
Nice feet by Robb.
Yeah, by Robb. Very nuisance-like are the Wildcats right now. You can tell there's some frustration.
Well, I think they smell blood in the water. It's like a shark. And they've already gotten several steals. Schickel's got one. Boozy got one.
Stolen
Schickel
by...
just got another one.
Hostetter ends up with it. He's going to break away. He's going to be fouled by Jack Webb.
Jack Webb.
That'll be the first on Mount Carmel.
You do know with Jack Webb, I can't give any color commentary for him. Just the facts, man. Just the facts.
You're dating yourself there, Alan Buck. I don't know if many of our listeners will make that reference.
I can look it up. One of the classics, Jack Webb. Meyer Robb's gotten a steal. That Brady's second. So I think the guys, they know Mount Carmel's not a good ball-handling team, and they're just going after it.
Meyer Robb up top. Looks for Snodgrass, but he's going to dribble in behind him. He got tripped, and that's going to go against number 24, Shane Metter, a sophomore guard here for the Golden Aces. That'll be their second team foul. Stops it with 2:49 to go in the first. Again, 11-2, the Wildcat lead.
And we were on the other side of this last night. It got to 18-2 by the end of the first quarter. I'm not looking for an absolute blowout, but I'm looking for the defense just like we're playing it this whole
game. Get it into Snodgrass, over to Hostetter. Robb now drives in, puts up a shot, gets his rebound, gets the putback. 13-2 Wildcats here with 2:37 to go in the first.
That's how you pad your rebound stats. You just toss it off the rim so you can catch it yourself and put it back in.
Metter takes it across, slows down the pace. Picked up by Jack Campbell. Almost knocked away on the pass by Hostetter, but number 12, Blake, gets it back for the Golden Aces. Webb works it over to Militone. Down low to Webb. And they're going to call a travel on Webb.
He did a spin move. They got a switch. Snodgrass was guarding him, which that's a good physical match, too. But they got a screen and got Snodgrass off when he saw Hostetter down there. He just did a spin move right around Hostetter, but he traveled. Picked the ball up and traveled. So that was going to be about a 6-inch height advantage that was negated by the feet.
Schickel checks back in for Clowers. Hostetter brings it across right to left. Sets up the offense, attacks, gets it to Snodgrass, hands it to Rob. Rob pulls it back. 1:56 to go here. 13-2, the advantage. Campbell in the corner. Thought about pulling it. Hands it over to Snodgrass. Now up top to Hostetter. He has a seam from the free throw line. In and out, no good. Good rebound by number 25, Red Andrews, for the Golden Aces. Militone takes it up. They work it around. They get it over to Blake. Now Jack Webb, one of the main players here, with the ball picked up by Schickel. Hands it over to Militone. 1:25 on the clock. They try to go down low to Webb. Webb with the spin move, and Campbell's going to reach in for a foul.
Yeah, they're going to get. Campbell did the right thing, doubled down, tried to dig for the ball, and he just got a hand there. But that was not that spin move that Webb did, but Brady Schickel was right there with the body, and Campbell came to help.
Second team foul for the Wildcats. 1:20 on the clock. They get it into Webb. Webb attacks the basket, puts up a shot, can't get it to go. It's knocked back out by the Golden Aces, Demeter. He'll go for three. Can't get it. Schickel with a rebound. Finds number one, Meyer Robb. Robb drives, spins, attacks, puts up a shot that goes in. Oh, my.
He gets style points for that.
15-2, the Wildcat advantage with 54 seconds to go here in the first in Mount Carmel.
Well, we need a three-pointer to finish this quarter out and be 18-2, just like last night.
Golden Aces is probably going to work for the final opportunity here. Trying to get some help. They try to feed Webb down low. He puts a spin move. Good defense by Schickel. He blocks it into the hands of Rob. Rob dribbles through the quadruple team. Gets it to Campbell. Campbell's three is blocked. Gets his rebound. Rob over to Hostetter for three. And he nails it 18-2. Mount Vernon up with 19 seconds to go here in the first. Kind of looks like last night, but we're on the other side of the equation. Hostetter with the steal. He'll have another opportunity here with 10 seconds to go. Lays it up for two more. And there's an injured Mount Carmel player. It's 20-2.
That was Andrew Militone. They stole it from him, and he did twist an ankle or something. I hope the Militone family owns the local pizza joint. Love the name.
20-2 with 7.2 clicks on the scoreboard here. In the first quarter at Mount Carmel, they get it into Metter. Metter through the double team to Webb. Webb will try, probably. No, he'll get it to Metter for a long three. No good. So at the end of one, it'll be Mount Vernon 20, Mount Carmel 2. We'll take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM, WMBI, and online at mountvernonradio.com.
Holiday decorating time is here. And Butts Hardware is stocked up on everything that you need, from indoor and outdoor timers to extension cords from 3 feet to 100 feet, plug adapters, and light gutter clips. It's all at Butts Hardware. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. until 5. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Butts Hardware.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside Alan Buck live here at Mount Carmel High School in Mount Carmel, Illinois. Late afternoon affair, start of the second quarter. Mount Vernon up 20-2, Alan Buck.
And this is, sometimes we talk about teams that miss shots, make mistakes, unforced errors, things like that. Other times we talk about teams where the opponent causes the errors. Mount Vernon has, I don't know, half a dozen or more steals, just outright steals. Mount Vernon's defense is causing all of this.
Flowers on the inbound, gets it over to Schickel up top.
They're in a 1-2-2 zone defense now, Mount Carmel is.
Rob's going to pull it back, gets it to Campbell, outside the arc, over to Rob. Snodgrass is wide open, they go to him, and he can't get it to convert. It goes out of bounds. Schickel tried to fight for it, but it went off of him.
That was a beautiful. Snodgrass was hiding in the right short corner. Rob had the ball high on the left.
He spotted Snodgrass, threw a high alley-oop to him. Snodgrass did everything but put it in the basket. It was a beautiful play, just didn't go.
Golden Ace is on the move. Acree drives, can't get it to go. Schickel with the rebound. Good to see Acree back in there. They work it over to Clowers. He's going to spin and attacks the basket, banks it in for two. 20-point lead for Mount Vernon, 22-2 with 7:18 to go in the half. Jack Webb on the inbounds. Good pressure being applied by the Wildcats. Rob picks up number 12, Blake. Webb's going to have to get it across, and he does. Looking for a little help here as he goes down low to number 25, Andrews. And they get a shot here, so it's 22-4 with 6:53 to go in the half.
It was an excellent pick and roll, and a good pass big to big.
Clowers for three off the mark. Campbell with the rebound and the putback, 24-4. Back up to a 20-point Wildcat lead here with 6:40 to go in the half.
And of course, Jack Campbell dominating the offensive glass.
Acree picked up by Clowers. Kicks it over to Metter. Metter up the right seam. Back into the paint, puts it up. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Schickel. That man is playing with how many stitches?
11.
You can't tell it.
Nope. And he's got the springs in his legs. He's going up. He went up over those guys, but he didn't touch them because he jumped so much higher.
Clowers,
hey, get
cross
in the corner. Cross.
Yep, to Snodgrass, to Rob. Rob thought about pulling the trigger, and he will from three.
From Caitlin Clark range.
Short. Webb's going to take it up, hands it over to Metter.
That's Webb's first rebound.
Number 24, Shane Metter, the sophomore guard, picked up by Campbell. Drives into the paint. Shot was, well, that's a foul on Schickel. I think that was all ball.
He blocked. He got all ball, but I think lower body got him. Nope, I'm wrong. It's on Ryder Snodgrass. He was on the front side. Schickel got it cleanly from behind. I thought his body might have got him, but they're calling it on. And it's a good call. One of them got him.
First team foul for the Wildcats this quarter. Metter hits the first one, makes it 24-5. 5:44 to go in the half. Untimed opportunity as Boozy's going to check in. And they're going to take a timeout here in between the free throws.
Yeah,
but we'll keep it here.
Timeout.
So let's wind it up, Alan. What's the benefit?
Yeah, that's our timeout.
Okay.
And I don't know that he's necessarily going to ice the shooter, so to speak, with a 24-5 lead. But he's got a couple of new players in, and I think this is a game clearly – no offense, but clearly Mount Vernon is better than Mount Carmel in terms of 94 or 84-foot basketball. This is a time when a coach can put in some new, if they've been working on a new play in practice that we haven't been able to execute, do it now. This is when you try your field goal, you know, so to speak, if you'll accept a football analogy, but because it might come in handy later on. I was assistant coach on a team one time. We were down by about 25. With 5 seconds left, the coach called timeout. The opposing crowd was livid. But we were working on the last second shot play that you can't duplicate in practice. So that was a time to do it, and it didn't matter. We were already out of the game.
Second shot for Meadows. Mm-hmm. He hits that, so it's 24-6. Clowers gets it into Hostetter.
He got a zone press, and they just stole the ball. Nope, well, Boozy stole it back.
He gets it to Hostetter. He'll have to get
just
it across.
Cross it.
And he does. Boozy now drives in. Kicks it over to Clowers from 12 foot away. Nails it, 26-6. Back up to a 20-point Wildcat lead here with 5:24 to go in the half. And Metter has Boozy all over him. Works it over in the court. Go ahead.
That basket must look like a trash can to Bryce Clowers. He's been hitting the basket so well the last few games, whether it's three-point or this time he passed up a three-pointer, took a 12-footer on the move and hit it.
Metter under pressure. Gets it over to Acree. Boozy's all over Metter. He's got it. He's going to dribble back up top. He traveled.
That's what I'm laughing at, and I apologize, but Metter is working so hard, and he's a good player. Boozy's defense is just a step ahead of him. He's all over. And at that time, there was no contact. It was just feet, just good feet.
26-6, the Wildcat advantage here. 4:53 to go in the half. Hostetter gets in the corner to Boozy, down low to Schickel. Schickel through. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by number 21, Dean Belt. Belt finds Acree. Hickory drives in. Militone thought about a three, pulls it down, kicks it cross court to Metter. Metter back up top is going to reboot the Golden Aces offense. Hands it over to Hickory. Almost stolen by Boozy. Boozy is all over Militone. Now they got number 21 belt with it. Almost a travel there for Hickory. He drives along the baseline, gets stuck in the corner.
Chip cut him off nicely there.
Back out to Metter. Stolen by Clowers on the breakaway. And they're going to say
it's a technical on their coach. But right before, now, do we get the basket? Because on a breakaway, if a player grabs a guy on a breakaway, it's a technical and it's all kinds of stuff.
But nobody touched him. That
no,
was on the bench.
But their coach got the technical as we were coming down the court.
Wow.
And I mean, Clowers was literally one step from laying it in.
The officials are explaining to Coach Newcomb. And Boozy's going to go to the line here. 4:06 on the untimed opportunity.
I'm telling you what, I thought Metters kind of looked relieved because Boozy wasn't on him, but it was Hostetter. He didn't get any rest at all.
Makes the first one, 27-6. Untimed opportunity number two here. As he shoots and hits them both, 28-6. And we'll get the ball back here with 4:06 to go in the half. Number four, Jack Webb's going to check back in for the Golden Aces.
He was, Boozy was as relaxed as he could be on those shots, just like playing horse in the backyard.
But it just makes you wonder, what did the coach say, you know?
Yeah, whatever he did, he said it loud enough that
that official turned around, teed him up like Bobby Knight.
Yeah, there was no thinking about that.
There was no hesitation. Wildcats on offense. Clowers at the free throw line, looks for some help. Back out to Rob. He'll drive in, puts up a shot, can't get it to go. Webb with the rebound for the Golden Aces. 28-6, 3:44 to go in the half. Aces on the move. They work it over to Webb. Webb hands it off to Hickory. Hickory at the free throw line. Back over to Metter. Metter up top is going to pull back towards the timeline and reboot the offense here with under 3.5 to go in the half. Oh, Flowers all over Metter.
He took a swipe at the ball, too. I thought we were going to be going the other way.
He's just setting him up.
Yeah.
They're trying to go down low to number 25, Andrews.
He deflected it again that time.
Metter thought about a three. Over in the corner to Militone. He finds Andrews. Andrews kicks it back out to Acre. He'll drive in high off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Boozy. Boozy through the double team to Clowers. And Clowers is going to draw the foul and the shot. So that's a three-point opportunity here. Score the point 30-6 with another one potentially coming from the line for Clowers. That's going to be the second foul on
Carmel, just the first on.
Clowers has 9 points. This will be number 10 if he can convert the classic three-point opportunity. And he does, 31-6 with 2:56 to go here in the half.
Wait, Mr. Defense is in double figures already?
Yeah.
Huh.
They work it over.
Oh, nice pass, Jack Webb.
Militone, Acre, he's going to drive in. Gets it to go, 31-8, Mount Carmel with an answer. 2:43 to go, Wildcats with the lead in the ball, up 31-8. No look from Hostetter to Boozy. Boozy to Rob. Rob's going to drive in and attacks the basket. He draws the foul.
He switched hands. He went up with his right hand, and he baited Jack Webb to come up, and then he switched over to his left hand. Webb just got a piece of it, so he couldn't get it in, but that was a sweetheart of a move.
So Maya Rob here, third team foul of the quarter. Gets the roll, 32-8. As Campbell's going to check in.
Meyer Robb shoots softly enough that he can hit the rim like that and he'll get the roll. Some of our guys, they just need to swish him. But his soft shot is so soft.
Hits them both, 33-8. 2.5 to go here. Pressure being applied by the Wildcats as they get it to Webb.
Schickel got a piece of that pass.
Schickel all over Webb. He's going to have to get it across. Stolen by Hostetter. Hostetter drives, can't get it to go. think he was held. Militone back the other way. Got it in the corner. Cross court to Webb off his fingertips. Stolen by Schickel. He's going to slow it down. Kicks it over to Campbell for three. And he nails it.
Nope, that's two.
That's a two.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's a good call. He had his toe on the line.
35.
That's Metter. Once again, Boozy all over him. Metter dribbled off his own foot out of bounds.
So 35-8 with exactly 2 minutes to go here. In the half, it'll be Wildcat ball right in front of the timeline. Hostetter on the inbound. Works it over. Trying to find some seams. Boozy. Oh, man, that was awesome. Meyer Rob. Boozy to Rob. Rob lays it up. 37-8. 1:43 to go.
Boozy drove in the middle of the lane. Everybody's eyes were on him. Rob came in from the backside and cut straight to the basket.
Rob steals the aired pass. Gets it to Boozy. Boozy down low to Schickel from 12 foot out. Can't get it to go. Campbell ends up with the rebound. Rob for three. He nails that one. 40-8 with 1:22 to go. And they're going to take a timeout out of the Wildcats. So we're going to take a timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM to WMBI and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. 4:49 here. Time of day, so it's a late afternoon affair in Mount Carmel. 40-8. Mount Vernon up with 1:21 to go in the half. I wouldn't call it evening yet, you know, because evening comes around 5 o'clock in my book, Alan Buck.
I don't know what they.
This is an early bird game, I would call it, because you know how
that's right.
People at 4 o'clock get that magical discount at most restaurants.
Yeah, see, I'm missing dinner, but at least I'll get to bed on time tonight.
Mount Carmel on the inbounds. They call off the dogs for the Wildcats here, as they're going to take it across. That's Militone.
Well,
actually, check that, Metter.
Metter's guarded by Boozy. They called him off as far as the press goes, but they're not backing down on defense.
Webb tries to fight through Schickel.
They're going to call Schickel on the arm. Schickel is straight up. Webb went up into him, that's the right call. Webb went up to him, and the arms hit each other's arms, and even though...
That's his first.
Did they give the basket?
Yes,
they
counted
the basket, as they should.
40-10. Classic three-point opportunity here for Jack Webb, the junior forward.
As good a defense, though, as Schickel's been playing on Webb this whole time, that's his first foul.
Webb shooting left to right. Hits it. 40-11. Wildcats up big here with about a minute four to go in the half. Hostetter takes it across. Dribbles up the right side. Looks for help from Schickel. Schickel almost got fouled. He drives into the paint. Draws the foul. As he drove in, I think that's going to go against number 25, Andrews.
I think it's Webb.
Oh, you're correct.
And that is three on Jack Webb. That was a nice move. They're playing a 1-2-2 zone defense, and when Schickel got it inside there, it looks like train tracks. You're running down with, you know, guys on each side of the lane. He just went down, and they finally fouled him.
Schickel misses the first one, remains 41-11. 30-point lead here for the Wildcats. We have...
There's a lid on that basket for Brady Schickel. He's 0 for 4 from the field and missed that free throw.
Second one's away. Can't hit that one. Webb with the rebound. Gets it to Metter. Metter pushes the issue. Back to Webb up top. Webb almost drug his foot there. Acri. It's stolen by Hostetter. On Militone, he's going to attack the basket. Lays it in for two and draws the foul. With 34.7 to go, it's 43-11, and Hostetter's going to go to the line trying to make it 44 for the Wildcats.
Okay, and Mount Carmel's putting in five substitutes. Mount Vernon's putting in a couple of substitutes, but the substitutes are Snodgrass and Clowers.
So we've got Bowser, Knapp, Coaston, number 12, Blake, and Belton for the Golden Aces. Hostetter at the line, completes the three-point play, 44-11 with 35 seconds to go. Blake, or Belt's going to bring it up. They work it in the corner over to number 11, Coaston. Goes down low to number 00, Knapp. They work it back up top to Belt. Flowers all over Belt. Now Snodgrass. They work it over to Coaston. Back over to number 20, that's Bowser. Bowser has a lot of Wildcats all around him. 4 seconds to go. They're going to have to get a shot off. And they get it to Belt. He'll take a long three at the buzzer. Off the mark, no good. So at the end of the first half, it'll be Mount Vernon 44, Mount Carmel 11. We're going to take a three-minute timeout. We'll be back with the halftime show. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI and online at mountvernonradio.com.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult, and when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it is not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Check out the inventory online at actpreowned.com, then come by 312 College Avenue to see your dream ride in person. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with a trade on qualified vehicles. Financing is available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today, 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon, and online at actpreowned.com.
Attention Mount Vernon. Whether you're fixing up your home, firing up the grill, or taking care of your farm, the Posey County Co-op is the place to be. We're proud to offer a wide selection of Milwaukee tools, perfect for any project. And for those of you who love to grill, check out our top-of-the-line pellet grills and smokers, ideal for your next cookout. But that's not all. We've got animal feed, farm supplies, lawn and garden products, propane, pet supplies, and so much more. From hardware to birdseed, we have everything you need to keep things running smoothly. Visit us at the Posey County Co-op in Mount Vernon. Open to the public Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 7 a.m. till noon. Your local co-op, ready to serve.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? LeMans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The LeMans staff is friendly, and they know their products. LeMans Parts Department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at LeMans Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64, and servicing the tri-state since 1975.
Happy holidays from Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, your number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. Now is the perfect time to let us help you find your dream home. With our market knowledge and expert negotiation skills, we will help you find the perfect home at the best price possible. Call us today at 812-453-1068 to discuss what you are looking for, or check out our listings online at teammilam.com. If you're looking to sell your home, we can help with that too. Team Milam, where we go that extra mile.
Shake up your holidays with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep, like a new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo X 4x4, only $37,990, or a new 2025 Jeep Gladiator Nighthawk, only $41,845, or a new 2024 Ram 2500 Crewcab 4x4, only $45,990. Wrap up the year with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 doc fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. Excludes previous offers. Ram 2500 price reflects commercial price for business owners. See dealer for details. Offers expire 1/2/25.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? All mine orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
Holiday decorating time is here, and Butts Hardware is stocked up on everything that you need, from indoor and outdoor timers to extension cords from 3 feet to 100 feet, plug adapters, and light gutter clips. It's all at Butts Hardware. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. until 5. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. We're live in Mount Carmel, home of the Golden Aces. We're at the half. It's Mount Vernon 44, the Golden Aces 11. Alan Buck, a lot of scoring for the Wildcats.
There is. We'll go Mount Carmel first. Jack Webb's got 3. Elliot Acree has 2. Shane Metter has 4. And Rhett Andrews has 2. For Mount Vernon, and I will say, if people want to add them up at home, I'm short a basket. So got Nash with 14, Meyer Robb with 11, Jack Campbell with 5, Grayson Boozy with 2, Bryce Clowers with 10. And I tell you, that I really don't think that Mount Carmel is that awful, but Mount Vernon's defense is playing with an intensity that I've not seen. You know, the thing is, you want to keep up that intensity for 32 minutes, but let's hope Coach will be generous with the bench.
Yeah,
because he's not one to run up scores, but whoever's in that game, we want to see him play that kind of defense. And it started off with Boozy. Hostetter's always played good defense, and of course, you know, stolen by Clowers is legendary. And
but the fact of the matter is, it's 44-11, and you know, we're getting magically close to that running clock. And once that starts, you know, all bets are off. You can't go back.
No turning back, yeah. So.
I tell you, Mount Carmel came out of the locker room very quickly compared to what I thought they would. Mount Vernon just joined us on the court.
At this point, I don't know how much there is to say. And I said in warm-ups off the air to Chris, to me it didn't look like Mount Carmel wanted to be here. And, you know, when I was in high school, my teams weren't that good, but there wasn't any place I'd rather be than in the gym playing basketball, you know. But they just didn't look like they had it in them. And so maybe their coach senses that. There's no point in beating a dead horse, so to speak. But I'm looking for maybe significant playing time in the second half for Cameron Gray, Reese Harshbarger, Logan Clyers, Isaiah Taylor, and Grayson Lyons, hopefully.
Yeah.
And truthfully, I'd like to see some more playing time for Ryder Snodgrass. He's got a lot more to contribute, and lately he's been a little bit flat. I don't know if it, you know, just the way the offense is and that. I'd like to see him get his rhythm back, because he's physically, he's terrific, and he's a very smart kid too. So,
well, I think as long as we keep the pedal down, playing Wildcat ball, we're going to get out of Mount Carmel with a win here tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, after two straight losses on back-to-back Friday nights, it'll be a welcome relief. I know we've got a big one coming up Tuesday as we're playing Heritage Hills. So this will kind of lay the groundwork for that. And that game we're going to have at Mount Vernon. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off. We'll be on air about 6:45. I need to check my schedule, actually. Alan will be on air at 6:45, but it looks like we're wrapping things up. It'll be the start of the third quarter here, 44-11. Mount Vernon with the advantage.
Yeah, and
it'll be Golden Aces ball here to start the second half.
Both teams' starting lineups back on the floor.
So number two, Militone, set to inbound, gets it into Metter. Golden Aces going right to left this half. Metter dribbles on the right wing, kicks it back over to Blake for three. Off the mark, no good, rebounded by Rob. Rob feeds Hostetter to Boozy for three. Off the mark, Hostetter with the rebound. Gets it to Schickel. Schickel puts it up, can't get it to go. Fought for the rebound, but knocked it out of bounds off Schickel. It'll be Golden Aces ball here with 7:33 to go in the third. 44-11, Mount Vernon up. If you just joined us here on 106.7 or online at mountvernonradio.com. Golden Aces, Jack Webb, finds Acree. Acree looking for a seam, back to Webb up top. Webb's going to drive into the traffic, and they're going to call that on Schickel.
Webb, if Schickel would have backed away, Webb would have traveled. He lost off balance, and he was pushing his shoulder right into Schickel's sternum, but Brady did eventually get him on the wrist, and that is Brady's second.
Two on Schickel, like you said, first team foul of the quarter for Mount Vernon. It's the first one to Webb, makes it 44-12.
He's got a nice rotation, a good touch on that ball.
We await the second opportunity. Shooting into that open end of the gymnasium here in Mount Carmel. Hits them both. 44-13, the Mount Vernon advantage.
And they're on a 1-2-2 zone next.
At Boozy with
it. Kind of press it was.
To Rob along the baseline. Can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Draws the foul. That'll go against Acree. And that'll be Acree's first team foul for the Golden Aces as Hostetter set to inbounds. Gets it into Schickel. Schickel to Rob. Rob attacks the basket. Puts up a shot. Gets it to go. 46-13, first points of the second half for the Mount Vernon Wildcats. We're at 6:50 to go in the third. Webb up top over to number two, Militone, or actually check that, Blake. Now Militone with the ball. Stolen almost by Hostetter, but knocks it back to the Golden Aces. Webb ends up with it. Drives, takes a shot from the free throw line. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Meyer Rob. Rob's going to slow the pace down with 6:28 to go in the third and a 46-13 Wildcat lead. They get it out to Boozy for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Blake for Mount Carmel. On the fast break, Militone tried to feed Acree, and it went off his fingers. So they got a little bit ahead of themselves there, Alan Buck, with an opportunity.
Yeah, they're trying to speed up a little bit. Okay, now we're going to set up to work against that press. It's a 1-2-2 zone press.
6:13 to go. Hostetter on the inbounds. Gets it to Boozy. Boozy looks for Rob. No, he kicks it to Hostetter. Hostetter on the right side. Dribbles back up top. Trying to set up the offense now with Boozy. To Clowers. To Rob. Rob drives in. Puts up a shot. Gets, no, does not get the bounce. Rebounded by Anchory. 5:47 to go. 46-13. The Wildcat advantage. Now Carmel with the ball in a big hole. Militone, guarded by Clowers, drives in, kicks it over to Blake. Blake spins, throws off an off-bound shot, picked up by Hostetter. Hostetter takes it across, attacks, hands it to Rob. Rob banks it in for two. 48-13, Mount Vernon with 4:21 to go here in the third.
What a great pass by Hostetter. Deep, deep penetration. Had everybody looking at him, and then he just tossed it easy to Rob.
Ball goes out of bounds. Schickel knocked Webb's ball on the shot out of bounds.
Blocked him the first time, and Webb caught it and went back up. And the second time, Schickel blocked the ball out of bounds and whacked Webb pretty good on the hand.
Snodgrass checks back in for Boozy. The Golden Aces ball, they get it into Militone. He goes down to Mitter in the corner for a three. Rob fights for the rebound, but they're going to call a foul on him.
That's a good call, I think. He had Rob had a piece of the ball, and he also had a piece of the arm.
So that's Meyer Rob's first team foul. Second one for the team. Blake misses the first one. 5:03 to go in the third, 48-13 Mount Vernon. Owen Blake, a sophomore forward for the Golden Aces at the line, shots away. Can't get it to go. Webb tries to save it and does. Gets it to Mitter for three. He buries it. 48-16, Mount Vernon still in front with 4:53 to go in the third. Rob sets up the offense. Over to Hostetter, down low to Schickel. He banks. Oh, can't get it to go. Rebounded by Acri. Stolen by Hostetter. Gets the ball back from Snodgrass to Rob. Back over to Hostetter. Hostetter drives baseline. Kicks it out to Rob. He'll pop a three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Schickel. Schickel in trouble. Finds Rob. Rob over to Snodgrass. No, Rob's going to take it. Finds Snodgrass. Snodgrass wasn't expecting it. It goes out of bounds off a Mount Carmel player with 4:18 to go here in the third. It'll be Wildcat ball up 48-16.
Kind of wild and woolly action here, and I'm not sure Mount Vernon quite knows what to do because we don't want to run up a score.
Hostetter for three, no good. Rebounded by Jack Webb. Why would we quit shooting the threes?
Well, I'd...
Webb drives in, can't get the shot to go, goes out of bounds off of, well, they're going to say we touched it last. I don't know about that, but with 48-16 on the scoreboard, I'm not going to complain.
Well, if I were blowing that whistle, I'd have called a foul on Brady Schickel as he went. I thought he got on Webb's back a little bit, knocking that ball out of bounds.
Get it into Blake, and that's going to be another.
Nice fake. Blake got it and pump faked, and Meyer Rob got up in the air and fouled him.
That's a second one on Rob in about 3 minutes.
And I thought Blake was going up with a shot. They're calling it on the floor, though. Out of bounds, Mount Carmel.
4:02 to go in the third. Mount Carmel with the ball down 48-16. Acri drives in, picked up by Snodgrass, puts up a shot, can't get it to go. Rob with the rebound. He's going to slow the pace down as he goes left to right across the timeline. Drives. Looks for some help. Clowers in the corner. Hostetter out to Snodgrass. Over to Rob. Good ball movement by the Wildcats. Clowers for three.
Short.
They fight for the rebound. Webb comes up with it, and they're going to call a foul on Snodgrass. He just kind of reached in a little bit.
Yeah. That was very good ball movement by Mount Vernon, and we had an open shot. Nash had it in the middle of the paint. He was going to try and get it to Schickel down low, but Webb was covering him. And then they threw it back out and whipped it around a couple more times, passing up decent shots. And finally Nash took a very good three-pointer in the corner and missed it. But, you know, good ball movement. and that we're recognizing the opening holes in that in their zone defense. That's what's important.
Golden Aces, Dean Belt with the ball.
Jack Campbell's on him. He came in at the timeout.
48-16, Mount Vernon up. 3:11 to go in the third. Golden Aces, Costin gets it over to Webb. 32-point lead for Mount Vernon. Webb with a lot of traveling that wasn't called. Shot no good. Rebounded by Snodgrass. Gets it to Hostetter. Hostetter to Rob for three. Off the mark, no good. Rob saves it. Finds Hostetter. Hostetter's going to reboot the offense. Gets it to Rob. He'll take another three. He nails that one. 51-16. And 2:31 to go in the third. Webb's going to take it up. Picked up by Schickel at the timeline. Works it over on the right side. Has a seam. Attacks the basket. High off the glass. It's good. 51-18. Mount Vernon still in front with 2:11 to go here in the third. They work it down. Schickel got away with one. Gets it to go. I thought he had a little bit of a travel there, Alan Buck. 53-18.
Might have taken off before he put it to the floor, you think?
Yeah.
Good thing they didn't give you a whistle.
I would have whistled. A belt for three. Off the mark, no good. Rob with another rebound. Baseball pass to Snodgrass as he lays it in for two. 55-18 with 1:44 to go in the third. Belt's going to take it up for the Golden Aces. Goes right to left on your dial. Picked up by Campbell. Over to Webb. Schickel on Webb way out there. Webb tries to feed Andrews down low. It goes off his fingertips.
A little too high. Harshbarger is coming in for Schickel. Yeah, this is a good time. Get Schickel out of there. He doesn't need to get that mouth hit. And Meyer Robb is coming out and Boozy's in. So
1:25 to go in the third. 55-18, the Wildcat lead. Hostetter gets it over to Boozy on the left side. Over the corner to Campbell. Campbell tries to get out of the double team. Back to Boozy. Harshbarger. Campbell along the baseline. Gets stuck. Boozy now thought about pulling the trigger. Drives in. Gets it to Harshbarger for a two ball. No good. And then Campbell's going to run down the rebound and gets it back to Hostetter to reboot here with 57 seconds to go. Good work for the final opportunity here for the Wildcats up 55-18.
They got that zone spread out so that Harshberger's jumped out at the free throw line. And
Hostetter drives in, throws up a shot, draws the foul. They'll stop it with 44.4 in the third.
Yeah, that's a take your pick.
So let's see. They're going to go double zero. That's Liza's Knapp, a freshman forward, his first personal. Team second. Hostetter at the line, looking to extend this 55-18 lead. First shot, nothing but net, 56-18. Hey, got an Army-Navy update, Alan Buck.
What's that?
6:09 clock running in the fourth. It's Navy 28, Army 13.
Not what I wanted to hear.
It looks like the Navy is about on the, I call it the 12, about ready to score again. Hostetter's second one's good. 44.4 to go. Flowers is going to check back in for Hostetter. So double zero, Knapp gets it in to Bell. He'll take it across, back to Knapp. Over to number 11, Costin. Costin looks. Flowers just is going to pick him. Tries to feed it down low. And that's a two-ball shot. No good by 25, Andrews. Boozy comes up with the rebound. 24 seconds. I think Mount Vernon's going to work for the final opportunity of the quarter, up 57-18.
Then
just got thrown away.
Right as Clowers threw the pass to Boozy, Boozy cut down. He was going to cut underneath the two guards up top. It happens sometimes. Truthfully, coach is glad it happened in this game than the next game.
So Belt on the inbounds. 8 seconds to go. Drives on the right wing. Stolen by Snodgrass. Snodgrass better look up. Three on the clock. Gets it to Clowers for three. Off the backboard, so at the end of the third quarter, it'll be Mount Vernon 57,
The Mount Carmel Golden Aces A-team will take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult, and when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it is not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Check out the inventory online at actpreowned.com, then come by 312 College Avenue to see your dream ride in person. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with a trade on qualified vehicles. Financing is available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today, 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon, and online at actpreowned.com.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. Start of the fourth quarter here in Mount Carmel with the Mount Vernon Wildcats up big 57-18. It'll be Wildcat ball here, Alan Buck. Mm-hmm. They're going to work it around. Campbell to Logan Flowers. Flowers fights through to Snodgrass, and that's Harshbarger for three. Off the mark, rebounded by Brandon Bowser. A little bit of a fast break. And that's a nap for three. Wow, 57-21, three ball for Mount Carmel. 7.5 to go in the ball game. We're working around here, the Mount Vernon Wildcats.
The lineup is Boozy, Harshbarger, Logan Clowers, Jack Campbell, and Snodgrass.
I like to see Logan Clowers out there with some time in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
That's a foul away from the ball. The clock continues to run. We're in a running clock scenario here in Illinois.
Andrew Militone.
57-21. Boozy on the inbounds. Now Vernon going left to right.
Grayson Lyons and Isaiah Taylor at the scorer's table. They'll probably take out Boozy and Snodgrass, or Boozy and Campbell, or Boozy and Snodgrass, I'm not sure.
Boozy with the ball on the right. They go down low. Harshbarger for another three. Off the mark, no good. Logan Flowers with the putback. Gets it to go. 59-21 with 6:24 to go in the ballgame. Let's see. Mount Carmel has to offer here. Working around. A lot of the backups in for both squads. Bowser goes down low to Andrews. Turns, puts up a shot. Can't get the roll. Rebounded by Campbell. Campbell finds Boozy. Boozy in the corner to Snodgrass for three. And he nails it. 62-21 with under 5:50 to go here in the ballgame. I'm old school, Alan Buck. When you're up this much, I just don't like to see us shooting threes like that.
I agree with you.
I know it's a different game now.
And in this case, and I said, you know, Snodgrass is needing to get back his rhythm, so he's, you know.
And that's a two ball by Costin.
Nice move by Costin. He went right around Snodgrass.
So 62-23, 5:22 to go, running clock scenario here in Mount Vernon. Boozy under pressure to Clowers. Logan Clowers back to Boozy. In the corner for Snodgrass for another three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Knapp for Mount Carmel. They're going to bring it up. Number two, Militone drives. Shot was blocked by Harshbarger. But that's going to be a foul on Militone.
Militone. Harshbarger blocked that shot, and it looked very kind of physical. And in the continuation, Militone went and gave Harshbarger a shove as who was it got the rebound? Was it Campbell got the rebound?
Yeah. That was frustration.
on
Militone. Nothing but that.
Yeah, just frustration. And heck of a play by Harshbarger. I thought that was Snodgrass that blocked it. But 60, it was Harshbarger.
62-23. There's another whistle. The clock will continue to run. That's Militone with another foul.
That'd be four.
0 points, four fouls. Not a good night for the Militone family. They get it into Harshbarger in the corner to Taylor. And Taylor hit a three.
The Mount Vernon fans are going nuts because Taylor does not play much at all.
And senior Isaiah Taylor with a three. Flowers with the rebound off the missed shot by Militone. Flowers fighting through all kinds of defense. The ball is stolen. Number 24, Metter, lays it up for two. 65-25 to score with 3:37 to go in the ball game. Flowers slows down the pace. Gets it over to Campbell. Grayson Lyons gets it in the corner. Kicks it over to Campbell. Campbell to Harshbarger. Flowers.
Taylor's just
Harshbarger from the free throw line. That's going to be a foul.
That's going to be on Taylor. He went in trying to get position on the rebound, and the other guy was there first, and he just kind of gave it a push.
So he has a three-point ball and a foul for Isaiah Taylor.
Who missed the shot for us?
It was Flowers. That's a three ball from Mount Carmel, no good by 24 Metter. Campbell with the rebound. He'll bring it up. And there's a foul away from the play. Clock continues to run here. Let's see who this is on.
I think it's double zero. No. Oh, it's technical on two on Militone, and that's his fifth foul. A technical also counts as a personal foul, and that would be number five.
So Campbell's going to go to the line to shoot two, up 65-25. So we await the first opportunity. The clock continues to run. First one's away, nothing but net. 66-25, Mount Vernon. Wish we had these scores back in the old Big A days, Alan Buck.
Yeah.
Second one, nothing but net. 68-25 or 67-25.
I love seeing a good shot, and none better, more pure than Jack Campbell's stroke. And that was sweet and good that he got the opportunity.
Flowers on the inbounds to Campbell here. 1:40 to go in the ball game. Running clock scenario. Taylor thought about it. Harshbarger has it. He drives in, gets it back out. Campbell.
Harshbarger was going to kick it back out to Taylor, spotted up on the three, but a defender got there with him.
Flowers. 1:24 on the clock. Dribbles around his defender. Towards the basket, spins. Looks for help. Finds Campbell.
Yeah, they're just trying to work the ball. The thing is, this is not a cohesive group out here. They're trying to work the ball through the offense without taking shots.
Yeah, it went over the timeline, but it was knocked out of his hands. Flowers gets it to Taylor. Taylor thought about pulling the trigger. Drives along the baseline. Stops.
He just traveled.
And traveled. So we're under a minute to go.
He was trying to gather the ball, and it almost got away from him. When he grabbed it, he took an extra step. But that's right. It's good to see the young man in there getting some work.
Mount Carmel brings it up. 43 seconds to go. They work it over to number 11, Costin. 36 on the clock. Stolen by Clowers. And he's going to slow it down.
He had a breakaway layup, and he just pulled it up, and now he's
knocked out of bounds. It'll remain Wildcat ball here.
Nice play, Logan Clowers. It doesn't matter what the score is. Something about those Clowers kids. They just want to pick at the ball.
Harshbarger on the inbounds here with 13 seconds to go. Gets it into Clowers.
You got to cross the line, Logan.
And he does. They're just going to run out the clock. So that'll be a final here in Mount Carmel. The Wildcats win 67-25. That's a final. We'll take a three-minute timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM WMBI and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
Happy holidays from Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, your number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. Now is the perfect time to let us help you find your dream home. With our market knowledge and expert negotiation skills, we will help you find the perfect home at the best price possible. Call us today at 812-453-1068 to discuss what you are looking for, or check out our listings online at teammilam.com. If you're looking to sell your home, we can help with that too. Team Milam, where we go that extra mile.
Shake up your holidays with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep, like a new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo X 4x4, only $37,990. Or a new 2025 Jeep Gladiator Nighthawk, only $41,845. Or a new 2024 Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4, only $45,990. Wrap up the year with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 doc fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. Excludes previous offers. Ram 2500 price reflects commercial price for business owners. See dealer for details. Offers expire 1/2/25.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty, authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? All mine orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
Holiday decorating time is here, and Butts Hardware is stocked up on everything that you need, from indoor and outdoor timers to extension cords from 3 feet to 100 feet, plug adapters, and light gutter clips. It's all at Butts Hardware. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. until 5. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it is not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Check out the inventory online at actpreowned.com, then come by 312 College Avenue to see your dream ride in person. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with a trade on qualified vehicles. Financing is available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today, 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon, and online at actpreowned.com.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Final Time here. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, live from Mount Carmel, Illinois, home of the Golden Aces, where your Mount Vernon Wildcats with a victory this afternoon, 67-25 over the former Big 8 foe, the Mount Carmel Golden Aces. That moves us to 3-2 on the 2024-25 campaign. Alan Buck, good news all around for Mount Vernon today.
It really was. And it's a shame for Mount Carmel that they felt the wrath of Mount Vernon taking out some frustration from last night's game on them. But Mount Vernon's defense was very much ratcheted up today, and they would have beaten a lot better teams today regardless. But we'll go to the scoring first here. Elias Knapp for Mount Carmel hit his only three-point attempt of the game for 3 points. Had a rebound and a personal foul. Andrew Militone missed a three-pointer, had 3 rebounds and 5 fouls, the fifth one being a technical that got him out of the game. But Jack Webb, their best player, he had 2 for 8 on two-point shots, 3 for 3 on his free throws for 7 points, 6 rebounds, 3 personal fouls. That was a strong defensive effort by Brady Schickel on him to hold him down like that. Elliot Acree, 1 for 4 on twos, for 2 points, had a rebound and a personal. Asher Costin was 1 for 1 from 2-point range for 2 points. Owen Blake, 0 for 3 from 2, 0 for 1 from 3, 0 for 2 from the free throw line for no points, 3 rebounds. Brendan Bowser missed his only attempt of the game, had a rebound. Dean Belt missed a 3-pointer and had a rebound. Shane Metter was 1 for 2 on 2-pointers. 1 for 5 on 3-pointers, 4 for 4 from the free throw line for 9 points.
And that was largely the defensive effort of Grayson Boosie. I mean, he was all over Metter and got Metter frustrated early. Rhett Andrews, 1-for-2 on two-pointers for 2 points, had a rebound and a foul. And that rounds out the scoring for Mount Carmel. For Mount Vernon, got Nash Hostetter at 6-for-8 on two-pointers, 1-for-2 from deep, 3-for-3 on the free throws, 18 points, 2 rebounds. Meyer Robb, 6-for-10 on two-pointers, 2-for-5 from the three-point line, 2-for-2 from the charity stripe for 20 points. He had 8 rebounds, 2 fouls. By the way, Nash did not have a foul today. Jack Campbell, 1-for-1 on twos, 1-for-1 on threes, 2-for-2 from the free throw line. I don't think he hit the rim all day. And that's 7 points. And Jack Campbell had 6 rebounds. That's good, nice effort from Jack. Grayson Boosie, 0-for-2 from three-point range, 2-for-2 from the free throw line for 2 points, 3 rebounds, a personal foul. And I'm sure you folks are at home are tired of hearing me say what great defense he played. But that's the thing that doesn't show up here on the stat sheet. I don't keep steals and deflections.
No.
Grayson Boosie was phenomenal today. Brady Schickel, 1-for-6 on two-pointers, 0-for-1 from 3, 0-for-2 from the free throw line for 2 points, 4 rebounds, 2 personal fouls. And, again, very good defense on there on Webb, Jack Webb, their best player from Mount Carmel. Ryder Snodgrass was 1-for-3 on two-pointers, 1-for-2 from two-point range for 5 points, had a rebound and a pair of fouls. Reese Harshbarger missed a couple of twos. Bryce Clowers, 3-for-3 on two-pointers, 1-for-4 from deep, 1-for-1 from the free throw line, 10 points. All of his scoring was in the first half. He did play good defense, as is in the Clowers' blood, that's for sure. Logan Clowers came in late, hit his only two-point attempt for the game, got a couple rebounds, had 2 points. And Isaiah Taylor scored his first points of the season on his only attempt from three-point range, got 3 points and had a personal foul. And that rounds out the scoring for Mount Vernon. We are back in action at home again Tuesday against state champion in football, Heritage Hills. We'll see what they bring to the table basketball-wise.
7 o'clock tip-off will be on air around 6:45, depending on the JV game. I'd be remiss if I didn't congratulate the JV team tonight. 46-26 victory as well. So it's going to be a fun bus ride back to Mount Vernon tonight for both teams. 67-25, that's your final here. Wildcats move to 3-2 on the campaign. Mount Carmel falls to 2-8. You know, but they're a young team.
They are. And you know, Mount Vernon's got starts 5 juniors, so we're not an old team either. But they started 2 sophomores, 2 juniors, and 1 senior. So, yes, you are exactly right. The one thing that Chris and I raised the question last night is how would Mount Vernon respond after that game last night. First of all, they responded very well in the second half, played an extremely strong second half, and then came out tonight. And their defense started off really, really well. And it was very strong and got better. It was, like I said, it was like sharks smelling blood in the water. Just got better and better. And with that, I've talked enough about defense, but I don't think I can ever talk enough about defense. It's just fun. But anyway, great job by the Mount Vernon Wildcats, and we will be back here Monday night for the coaches show at 6 o'clock with Coach Newcomb, and then Tuesday night, as Chris said, the tip-off time for Heritage Hills. And I will just say good night to all good sports.
For Alan Buck sitting next to me and Dave Hurdle back at the station, I'm Chris Cook. Thanking you for listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcats Basketball on 106.7 WMBI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milam Real Estate. Stay up to date with Mount Vernon Sports on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI.